for the first time, you don't say this many times, you had a pretty nice day weather-wise,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, it was actually, for the Bader, is probably the best day that I've been at that meet, because it was just absolutely a gorgeous day. You know, if you were a sprinter, it was warm enough that you could actually, you know, felt like you could, you know, go, you know, because sprinters like warm. So, you know, it felt, you know, it was a beautiful day for that, you know, that you, and it was also a beautiful day for the distance people because there was a little breeze and it felt kind of cool when it would, you know, roll across your body. So, yeah, I thought it was a gorgeous day all the way around for as far as weather went for some great competition.
No question. This is a meet that teams send their top athletes to. And boy, you look from the western part of the state, the southwest, the central part, a little bit east. All schools were represented.
Yep, there was a lot of schools there yesterday, and like you were saying, some great competition. You know, regardless of class, there's just some great competition there yesterday. So it's always really exciting to watch. You get to see some really nice marks, see some great kids compete. So always enjoy that aspect of going to the Bader. You know, you always love watching your own kids compete, your own athletes, but it's also very exciting to watch some of those kids from other schools compete, you know, because you hear about some of those kids, don't always get to see them. So it's nice when you do have that opportunity to go watch some of those phenomenal kids throw.
Might see this Kearney team contend again in Class A. They had a lot of their kids once again.
You know, they have some very good sprinters. They have they always have good hurdlers over there. You know, Coach Cherry over there does a great job with the hurdlers. So they always have some very good athletes. So, yeah, they got some throwers, some younger throwers, I think. So, yeah, I think they're going to, you know, make a run. They'll give it a good shot anyway and see how that rolls for them. But it's always nice to see the Bearcats. So we'll just have to see how they do when Class A rolls around. We'll know in a couple weeks, I guess. How that all looks.
You had some runners, you got some guys in the track and also the field compete once again yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we were a little shorthanded yesterday. We had some guys that were competing at District Music in Imperial, so, you know, we were a little shorthanded that way. I think we were like six guys that were over there competing, so. But they need to take care of that too, you know, because they are involved in the vocal music or the band, so, you know, they have to take care of that as well, so. And it was a district competition, so you're really a district competition takes precedent over, you know, an in-season regular meet. So I hope they did well. I haven't heard any results yet, but I will by, you know, I'm sure I'll hear from them on Monday how they did, because I will ask them, see how they did. But, you know, we took some guys over. I went and watched the discus yesterday. Don't get the opportunity to go watch our discus guys that often, so I was over watching the discus a while. They've been really seeing some improvements throughout the last week and a half or so. Yesterday was not necessarily the case, although Cale DeWister nearly matched his PR. You know, he's a young freshman, and really, as a freshman, there's some really big jumps that they have to make, you know, because as an eighth-grade boy, they're able to throw. At that level, they're throwing, you know, the 4K shot, which is just over 8 pounds. It's 8.8 pounds. And then they have to move up to a 12-pound ball. That makes a big difference for them. You know, Cale threw the shot yesterday, 38 feet again, or near 38 feet. And that, you know, last year as an eighth-grade boy, he threw the 8-pound shot, 36 feet. So, you know, he's made some great improvements. The discus is the same. Last year, I think he was throwing under 100 foot or near 100 foot with the girls' discus. And this year he moved up to the bigger discus that weighs more. So, you know, he's throwing that just at 111 feet this year. So, you know, that's some great improvement. I think we were talking yesterday, you know, he started about 79 feet and he's moved up to 111. And he's just a young guy. So, and our other guys in the discus ring, you know, Isaac Doyle, you know, he had some great marks earlier in the week. You know, he threw on Monday. He did not throw Wednesday, but he threw Monday. He had some nice marks. And then turn around and then just – sometimes they get a little nervous when they get in the ring at a varsity meet. And I think that was Isaac's issue yesterday. Just his form broke down a little bit at the front of the ring, so it just cost him a little bit. But Cordon Mislowski, I thought, threw well again yesterday. He's been hitting near that 120 mark, and he was again near that 120 mark yesterday. So he been over 120 earlier in the week. I think he went on Wednesday over to Hitchcock and threw 120 feet. So, you know, they're just continuing to get better. They're all underclassmen. So, you know, that particular event, you know, the throws, you have to be I always call it a man's event. You know, you have to turn into a young man in order to be pretty competitive at that. So as time goes, those guys will get more competitive.
You've got some young runners in the distance races, but I did see some personal or season best in the half, the mile, and the 2 mile.
Yep, you know, I was really impressed with our guys yesterday. You know, they had some nice marks yesterday. Axel Blomstead ran the 2 mile yesterday. I was really, you know, the Baiters, you know, it's kind of about maybe picking an event and seeing which one you can get better at. So I really gave Axel the option of whether he wanted to run the mile, 2 mile, or both, and he really kind of selected he wanted to do both. So anyway, he ran the 2 mile first and ran a career best for him. You know, he ran middle 11:37, I think, is what his time was. And we try to work on lap splits and just getting more consistent throughout the laps, staying steady through the race. And he ran a much better race yesterday. You know, his laps were more consistent, which is nice to see. He's just going to continue to get better. You know, that was a career best for him yesterday. And we were really trying to get him down under that 11:30 mark. And he was really close yesterday. So I was very, very proud of old Axel yesterday. I thought he ran really well. Down to the mile, you know, he also ran the mile. It wasn't a career best for him, but it was near. You know, he ran a 5:30. I think he'd run a 5:25 earlier in the year. So just working on that pace for him, you know, and just trying to get him better. And Warren Witt also ran the mile for us yesterday. They're two young sophomore guys. You know, if they're not real tall fellas, you know, so if there's any breeze at all, they're pretty slight build guys. So they work very hard. But, you know, I think Warren yesterday was a 5:29 and Axel was right with him at a 5:30. So thought they ran really well, you know. And Rambler Farr ran the half yesterday, ran a very good half. It was probably a career best for him yesterday. I think he ran 2:14, which is a career best for him. And looked pretty strong doing it. And I think he's going to get the right conditions. I think he'll run that even faster. So that was exciting to see that for Rambler. Really, what I think is happening is he's just finally getting into some track shape to where he can run that half, because the half is a grueling event. In my opinion, I think it's probably the toughest event on the track. Now, the quarter is tough. The 300-meter hurdles are tough, but I think the half is probably the worst as far as how the body reacts to that particular race. If you run it right, it's a pretty tough race to run. You know, but I thought Rambler ran a really nice race yesterday, and I thought Alec Vigneault also ran a very nice race yesterday. I think they were both ran career bests yesterday, so that was pretty exciting.
But you're a 4x1, that group still in the 45s, getting close, hopefully dropping out the 44s pretty soon.
Yeah, and I know we were short on one guy yesterday. You know, Chance Schmidt stepped back into that role for us yesterday, ran that number one spot for us. Miles Pullman, we have Miles back on that particular event, you know, because he's finally cleared to where he can get some track action going, you know, which is exciting to see for Miles. They'll get it together a little bit. I think we'll be in the 44s yet, which will be exciting to see for those guys. So they work hard, get that baton around the track. I thought it looked pretty nice yesterday, pretty smooth. Oliver Corbett in the 100 yesterday ran really well. I think he's in the mid 11s, like 11:55 is what he ran yesterday. So, you know, that he just continues to get faster. And, again, I think it's just getting into track shape. You know, Oliver's a busy guy. He plays football and he played basketball. And all that helps and correlates, but just getting into track shape just takes a little bit. You know, getting those muscles to fire the right time and continue to fire for a duration of time just takes a little bit of time to get that. Really, you wouldn't think that it requires to be conditioned to run 100 meters, but it really kind of does. And it's just a different type of conditioning. So, yeah, I thought we ran really well yesterday, you know. Creighton Ureste just continues to be a solid, you know, we switched up our order for our 4x4 yesterday, tried some different guys on that also. So, you know, Quinn Taylor got his debut at the 4x4 yesterday. He ran in the 56s yesterday, but he also ran the 300s not too far ahead of that. So you just have to see how that pans out for him, you know, whether we try that again or not. You know, he was one of our medalists yesterday. He was seventh in the 300-meter hurdles, and it was not his best 300-meter hurdles. And I think he's going to continue to get better at that. And, again, just getting into track shape. So, Yeah, pretty excited for those young guys.
I know the vaults is something that's really coming around for you. You got some young vaulters, maybe not their best day yesterday, but you're expecting these guys, you know, as we get the conference districts in the next couple of weeks, to don't be surprised if those heights go up a little bit more.
You know, I've seen them vault in practice. I see it every day out of those guys, and, you know, they look really good at practice, you know. And what I mean by really good is, you know, they're going over 13 feet pretty consistently when I watch, you know, when they put a bungee up and they're going, and then when we get to a meet, whatever that might be, you know, again, they're young guys, you know, Jackson Hartwell's a sophomore, and Alec Osborne's is a freshman, you know, so there's a lot of nerves go along with that, and you got to learn how to compete, and that's just kind of where they're at, and I think they're doing a great job. You know, you look at Alec, last year as an eighth grader, you know, I think his best vault last year was 10 feet. So his best this year is 12-1. So he just continues to get a little better. So, yeah, and those guys will continue. And Jackson's been battling some injuries this year. So it's just part of the game. Unfortunate that, you know, injuries come around. But, I think that's cost him quite a little bit. But because he has enough speed. He gets upright, he gets vertical, very nice. So, you know, Coach Carr does a great job with those. You know, Coach Ramsey was our coach for a lot of years, and he retired. And Coach Carr, who was a former vaulter of ours, has taken that spot over and does a great job with them. So, and it's just nice to have, you know, some young guys that are over there getting after it and improving every day. And just working on some techniques to make themselves vault even higher. So, you know, and they get a vault week in and week out against some of the best in the state. So they just got to keep working at it, and just it'll get better as they go.
You've got a busy week coming up. You're going to go Monday, Saturday, starting with always a big JV invite on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see a lot of kids Monday. You know, it's a finals-only meet. We don't run any prelims. It just helps speed up the venue a little bit. I think we're going to start at 11 with field events, and I think at 1 o'clock with running events. Try to get most of the field done before we get to running, but I know there'll be some overlap, and kids will be running back and forth between field events and running events. But it should be a good day. Hopefully Mother Nature, you know, I would stand in the rain. I've said this several times, but I would stand in the rain. Kids may not like it much, but I would stand in the rain if I had to get a little rain and we get a track meet in. So, and you know, but because we desperately need the rain, Mother Nature, I hope, is kind to us over the next couple of days and lets a little of that wet stuff fall out of the sky, you know. So I'm very hopeful. You know, my dad always told me, he said, it'll get just as wet as it is dry. So It's going to have to get awfully wet.
Because
it's very. So we're going to have a busy week. You know, Monday we have the meet. Again, it's just going to be busy. We have a Monday meet for our JV, and then Tuesday we turn around and have a J-High meet that we get to help with. And then Saturday we're off to Southwest Conference. So, and then the following Monday we have another JV meet in North Platte. So, you know, it's going to be busy after that JV meet in North Platte. Then we're off to districts unless we opt to take some people. If we get fortunate enough, we get some kids into the best of the West, best of the Midwest, I guess it is, at Sutherland. We'll try to get that done. Get some kids entered there for something we think we need to work on. So I know we'll try to do that too. So, you know, it's these last couple weeks have been very busy. But as that time approaches throughout the season, you also know that just not too far around the corner is the district meet. We're just gearing up for that. And unfortunately, we got to make their long road trip all the way out to Alliance. So, but I think it'll be okay.
Now, the conference on Saturday, you've faced a lot of the conference teams, the Cozeds, the Gothenburgs, the Holdridges, the Ogallalas already, and boy, all those teams are pretty good this year, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some pretty solid individuals and teams in there. You know, if you look at Cozad, they're very heavy on sprinters, jumpers kind of guys. You know, you look at Gothenburg, they're very heavy, you know, their best guys. You know, they have some really good hurdlers, they have some great distance guys, some throwers, vaulters. Yeah, they're a pretty solid team. That would probably be my bet for who would win our conference meet between those two. You know, Holdridge has some very good distance guys, very good distance guys. So that may break up Gothenburg a little bit. You know, we'll just have to see how that all pans out. It'll be exciting to watch. There's some good throwers, you know. The Ellis boy from Broken Bow is a good thrower. Gothenburg has a good thrower. So going to be some great events, you know, some vaulters. You know, we have some 15-footers. There's some good competition coming next Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do next Saturday, you know, Cozad's not that far of a trip. You can come on up and watch the old Southwest Conference at Cozad on their 7-lane track.
And yeah, it is a 7-lane. I forgot about that. Yeah. Field events start at what time?
I think 11. 11. I think it's 11 and 1 o'clock for running events. Yeah. So, yep, I think that's what it is. So I just looked at that one this morning just to make sure I was correct on that. But I think pretty certain it says 9:30 for coaches meeting. I don't know why it's so early. That was a weighing of implements. And then I think at 11, at 10:15 is a coaches meeting. And then 11 is when we start kicking off field events. And then 1 o'clock is running events. So.